ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपकदा माह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् रङ्गायते गिरिम् यत्कृपादमहम् वन्दे श्रीगुरुम् दीनतारिणम् परमानन्दम् माधवम् श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतम् स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनम् हृदयम् तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यम् भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 1। द टाइटल ऑफ द chapter is Questions by the Sages, text number 12.
Suta Jhanasi Bhadrante
Bhagavan Satvatampati
Devakyam Vasudevasya
Jato Yasya Shikirshaya. Suta,
वो
सूत गोस्वामी,
जानासी,
यू नो,
भद्रम थे,
ऑल ब्लेसिंग्स अपॉन यू,
भगवान,
द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड,
सत्वतम
ऑफ द प्यूर डिवोटीज,
पति
द प्रोटेक्टर,
देवक्याम
इन द वूम्ब ऑफ देवकी,
वसुदेवस्य
बाय वसुदेव
जाता
बॉर्न ऑफ
यस्य
फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ
शिकीर्षया
एग्जीक्यूटिंग। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय शील प्रभुपाद। शील प्रभुपाद की
ऑल ब्लेसिंग अपॉन यू वसुत गोस्वामी।
You know for what purpose the personality of Godhead appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva. Translation responsively.
All blessings upon you,
O Suta Goswami.
You know
for what purpose
the personality of Godhead
appeared
in the womb of
Devaki
as
the son of
Vasudeva.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Bhagavan means the Almighty God, who is the controller of all opulence, power, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. He is the protector of his pure devotees. Although God is equally disposed to everyone, he is especially inclined to his devotees. Sat means the absolute truth. And persons who are the servitors of the absolute truth are called Satvatas. And the personality of Godhead who protects such pure devotees is known as the protector of the Satvatas.
Bhadramte or blessings upon you indicates the sage's anxiety to know the absolute truth from the speaker.
Lord Sri Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, appeared to Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva.
Vasudeva is the symbol of the transcendental position wherein the appearance of the Supreme Lord takes place.
Suta Janasi Bhadramte Bhagavan Satvatam Patihi Devakyam Vasudevasya Jato Yasya Sikirshaya.
All blessings upon you, O Suta Goswami. You know for what purpose the personality of Godhead appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva.
Gracias.
ಪಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರು ಭಶ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಪಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. This is Suta Goswami is the sages of Naimisharanya is addressing Suta Goswami here, and Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, because here we are talking about Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva. Bhagavan nowadays, anybody, Tom, Dick and Harry becomes Bhagavan actually. Nowadays, this is like a Bhagavan made easy. I was listening to one lecture where it's like a becoming a Bhagavan is very, like a, you have a learn Hindi in 30 days, learn Malayalam in 30 days, like a, becoming Bhagavan in 30 days. So like this is, you just go to a tree, under a tree, you just try some clothes here and there and put some kumkum and some markings and that's it. You wear some saffron and then that's it. People start coming and keep on hundiyal also. So keep on, you get some money and then in a short time you become Bhagavan actually. Somebody call, you keep some chelas, like some disciples there. They call Bhagavan, Bhagavan. So everybody becomes Bhagavan. And we are not talking about that type of Bhagavan here actually. Here, Suta Goswami or the Sukadeva Goswami or the sages of Naimisharanya are not interested in that. Only here the Kali Yuga citizens are interested in those type of Bhagavan where they can get something very cheap, this thing. But here they are interested in Bhagavan as Vyasadeva's father, Parasara Muni, he gives the definition of Bhagavan. So does anyone remember the sloka where Vyasadeva's father says, Parasara Muni? Aishwaryasya, Viryasya, yes, Samagrasya, Yasasasriya, Jnana Vairagya, Yosaiva, Sannam Bhaga, Iti Ganan. So this is, here we are talking about Aishwaryasya, Viryasya, Samagrasya, Yasasya, everything, Sriya, Jnana Vairagya, because here we are talking about everything, the infinite level, infinity. Because we possess one or two flats in Melbourne, we become we think we have achieved everything in life. But here Bhagavan, he is the proprietor of everything. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And he is just like a renounced also. He doesn't even like worry about these things. Like, we build one flat and then we are so much worried about that, now how to maintain this, and we get so much worried about that. But Bhagavan creates everything and he's just staying in, like leaves this material world, like doesn't bother about that. And he is like here Srila Prabhupada explains, Almighty God is the controller of all opulences. We all have opulence, little bit of bank balance, little bit of beauty, at least some beauty is there. So all these things are there. And fame also is there. But that fame, what we see in the material world, is just like a fleeting actually. Like you go and find out 10 years ago, who is the Mr. Universe or Miss Universe? Now you have to see with the binoculars or with the magnifying glass actually. You won't be able to find them. They are not no more in this thing. They are like they are out. And now 5,000 years ago, still we are celebrating Janmashtami. Yesterday we are having Jhulan Yatra. I think if you allow people, till 10 o'clock the Jhulan Yatra will continue. This is Krishna's glory actually, Krishna's fame, Krishna's... And he gave knowledge. He gave Bhagavad Gita. And so many 600-700 editions are coming up, but still, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are able to understand this Bhagavad Gita. So he made this Bhagavad Gita. And renunciation. So much renounce. He is not attached to this. So this is Lord Krishna's, this is such a type of Bhagavan we are talking about. And he is the protector of his pure devotees actually. Bhagavan Satvatam Pati. Satvatam. Sat means absolute truth. And Bhagavan, he is the protector of the devotees. He is always the protecting devotees. That is his main mission. Where Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, what is his mission? Protecting the devotees. Where does he say? Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya dushkrutam dharma samstavanataya sambhavami. That is his mission. We all have some mission statement in our life, and Krishna's mission statement is this actually. He wants to protect the devotees, come whatever may be. Even at the cost of somebody says, Krishna, you are this thing, liar, you are this, that, everything. He doesn't care about anything actually. Krishna doesn't care about anything. In the battlefield, he ran away. Now people are calling Ranchur. Any Kshatriya will not run away from the battlefield. But he did. Why he did? Because to protect Rukmini Devi. Because this is the thing. And he took a promise also. And he broke the promise also for his devotee. See, this is what Krishna's reciprocation with the devotee. For a devotee, Krishna is prepared to do anything and everything. He doesn't care about his own glories, his own fame. Even people say, no, Krishna is a warmonger, this, that. No, I don't care about anything. My devotee has to be protected all the time. That is his mission, actually. Come whatever may be, whether people call this way or that way, he doesn't really care. So that is his... Because when people engage in devotional service, we are thinking Krishna is just standing there or sitting there just accepting devotional service, that's it. And no, not like that. He is also looking for an opportunity, how I can serve my devotee. That is why he becomes like a Partha Sarathi. Otherwise, why Krishna would have to come as a Partha Sarathi? There is no need. There is no need. There is no need for Krishna to crawl in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj. There is no need for Krishna to run when the other mother Yashoda comes with the stick. The fear personified is afraid of Krishna. The fear personified, the Yamaraj is afraid of Krishna. All this Vayu, Chandra, Surya, they are all afraid of Krishna. And that Krishna is afraid of the small stick in the hand of mother Yashoda. So these are all the way Krishna reciprocates actually. Here, he is the protector of his pure devotees. This is Satvatam Pati. Although God is equally disposed to everyone, He is especially inclined to His devotees. This is, Srila Prabhupada mentions this, in Bhagavad Gita also there is a nice sloka. Hope everybody knows that sloka. Sorry, this is not this is Bhagavatam class only, not a quiz or question answers, but still I tend to ask this question. Where Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, I am equally disposed to everyone. Where does He say? Yeah, that is also correct. There's one more. Very clearly he says, I do not envy anyone, I do not hate anyone, and I am equally disposed to everyone. That's all. No, just this is like a, because sometimes this is the Bhagavatam time is where we can scratch our brain a little bit more. Because otherwise what happens is like a, I remember actually Bhagavatam time, well, just thinking in the Bhagavatam. So it was 8:30, Kichdi will be ready, like offering so we'll be meditating on the Kichdi. So this is like a, but anyway, at least meditating on Kichdi, at least somehow we have survived here, actually, we are still here. So, but yeah, this is sometimes like when Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, when we read, no, like we try to correlate. Oh, so Prabhupada says here, although God is equally disposed to everyone, okay, God is disposed. So why do we care? No, we have to. That is why Prabhupada calls us scrutinizingly studying. Scrutinizingly studying means, na, we study this. Okay, where it is referred? Bhagavatam, it is referred like that. Bhagavad Gita, it is referred like that. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is referred. Something, some kind of study we can do, because then the study becomes more interesting and more. So here he says, equally disposed to anyone. In 9th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho stinapriyaha ye bhajante tumam bhaktya mayite teshu chavyaham. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. He is equal to every living entity. It's a blanket statement. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. I am equally disposed to everyone. But there is always a but there. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho stinapriyaha. Krishna says, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but, there is a but. Whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend in me, is in me, and I am also a friend in him. So there is a but is there. So now, Krishna says, I am equal to everyone. No, nobody can deny on that. Krishna's statement. And for my devotee, I am very special. So when materialistic people they read, your Krishna is very partial. Your Krishna is partial because one statement he says, I am equal to everyone. And the next statement only he contradicts, apparently, it's not a contradiction. Apparently he is contradicting, saying that I am very favorable to my devotees. So it's like Acharyas give this example, like the rain.
the rainwater is flowing. And taking the rainwater, one tree produces sweet fruits. The other tree produces bitter fruits. So he can say, hey, rainwater, you are not equally disposed, you are partial. Rainwater is not partial. Rainwater is rainwater. It flows on the river, flows on the rock, flows on the tree, anywhere, everywhere. Rainwater does not distinguish anything. But the recipient, the person who gets the rainwater, if it is a sweet tree, it produces sweet fruits. If it is a bitter one, it produces bitter fruits. Same way, Lord Krishna's mercy is equally available to everyone. But how much we take advantage of that? How much this is like the mercy is available, I go and hold my spoon only, you got one, rain is pouring, you hold one spoon, you get only one spoon of water. You hold a big cup, okay, and the 70 liter pot, you go and hold, then you get 70 liter of water. Same way, Krishna's mercy is pouring like anything, and how much the recipient is trying to absorb, then accordingly the mercy is coming. So here, Acharyas give this other example also, annotation or another explanation of that. When Krishna says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, that represents the feature of Paramatma, Super Soul. Super Soul is equal to everyone. No problem, no differences are made. He is providing, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. This one person, he is providing the necessities of everyone. Whether it's in the elephants in the African jungle or whether we are sitting here in Melbourne. Everybody, he is the only provider. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. He is the provider. Sometimes we think that somebody is providing something. No, nobody is providing. Krishna is the real provider. We are all like a subordinate provider only. Sometimes we say, I am working for this, he is giving me salary. He may be giving you salary, but the real protector or real provider is Krishna only. We are subordinate only. So, and the other aspect where Krishna says, I am equally disposed to everyone, for my devotee I am very, very dear, is like the Bhagavan aspect. The Bhagavan, he has liking and dislikings also. Like you and me, I like this, I don't like this. Same with Krishna also. That's why Krishna distinguishes. Sometimes people say, why people are distinguishing? We are not distinguishing. Krishna is distinguishing. He is saying, he is a Dushkriti, he is a Sukriti. He is a pious, he is an impious person. He is Asura, he is a Deva. Krishna is discriminating. So who am I to say that we are discriminating? Krishna is discriminating. That is why the Bhagavan aspect he is explaining. And you see in the material world also, one person, very rich person may be there, he will be very inclined towards charity, gives everyone charity. But he will have a soft corner for his own child. Do you think it is a partiality? No, he is inclined to everyone, but he has some soft corner for his own son. The same way, Krishna is very, very equally providing for everyone. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kamam. Everybody's desire, he is fulfilling. And if somebody is saying, I am dedicated my life to in your service, then Krishna takes special care. And then Krishna drives the whole thing, and Krishna takes very special interest. This is Krishna's reciprocation. So Srila Prabhupada continues here, Sat means the absolute truth, and persons who are servitors of the absolute truth are called Satvatas, and the personality of Godhead who protects such pure devotees known as the protector of the Satvatas. So this sloka is very, very important, the word here. Bhagavan Satvatam Pati. So I was just referring. There is even same Srimad Bhagavatam. There is another sloka where the same line is coming. 1.2.14 where it is said, Tasmat ekena manasa Bhagavan Satvatam Pati Shotavya Kirti Tavyascha Dheya Pujasya Nityata. Same thing. Sometimes Krishna repeats some of the this thing in Bhagavad Gita when you say Manmana Bhava Madhbhakta. Same thing, sometimes repeated. Because in spiritual circles, sometimes we want to reinforce the point. Reinforce the point. That is here, Bhagavatam also, Bhagavan Satvatam Pati. Because Krishna is the protector of the devotees, and devotees need not have any fear. That's why every time it is mentioned, Satvatam Pati. And also Srila Prabhupada many times mentioned, if Krishna decides to protect someone, nobody can do anything. Rake Krishna mare kaun, mare Krishna rake. If Krishna wants to protect someone, nobody can harm anyone.
Can anyone think of any devotee where Krishna protected? Nobody could do anything? Yes? Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj is epitome. Because Prahlad Maharaj, they put him into so much anxiety, so much of conditions, so much of situations was created for Prahlad, and nothing happened. Hiranyakashipu could not do anything to Prahlad. Why? Because Krishna wanted to protect him. Rake Krishna Mare Kon. Krishna wanted to, I want to protect him. So you do whatever you want, nothing will happen. And the other way around, Krishna wants to kill someone. And nobody can do anything. So can someone think of any example?
Ravan.
Ravan is a great example. Actually, when Ravan was about to be killed in the battlefield, at that time Mother Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, my dear Lord, Ravan is your great devotee and he is calling you and he is in great distress. Why can't you help him? So Lord Shiva tells Mother Parvati, my dear Devi, if the Lord wants to kill someone, nobody can do anything about that. I don't have any control because this is Lord's desire. Lord has come as Lord Ramachandra Murthy and now he wants to kill Ravan. Who am I to go and stand and I can do anything? I can't do anything about that. So this is the situation. His Lord is the protector. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a very nice sloka. It's mentioned here. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.20. I'll just read. This is like how the Sriyapati, Yajyapati, Prajapati, Dhiyampati, Lokapati, Dharapati, Patirghati, Chandaka, Vrishni, Satvatam, Prasiditam me Bhagavan, Satvatam Pati. So this is another, because how many times you can go find out how many Satvatam Patis are there in Bhagavatam. There is no end actually. There are so many slokas where the Lord, Bhagavan is the protector of the devotees, is mentioned in this sloka. Where I'll just read the translation. The Prajapati is Lord Vishnu and he is the Lord of all creatures, all worlds, all beauties and the protector of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned soul to learn how to perform yajna, sacrifices for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world, they can be very comfortably without anxiety and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. So this is the Lord is making all the arrangements actually. All the arrangements. Created the material world, giving all the facilities, giving all the scriptures, sending the spiritual masters. So that way we can take advantage of this thing. And here, we are finding it's a Badramte. The sages are saying, Badramte are blessings upon you. So the sages are giving blessings. To whom they are giving blessings? Sutta Goswami. So if somebody has to give blessing to Sutta Goswami, you know who are the people. They are also very elevated people. The people who are hearing the sages of Naimisharanya, they are not ordinary people. And if you just know a little bit of story behind what is happening, because previously Sutta Goswami's original name was Ugrashrava. Ugrashrava, his father was Romaharshana. Romaharshana, he was there originally, he was sitting, the narration is supposed to start. At that time, Romaharshana is sitting in the Vyasasan, and at that time, Lord Sri Baladev enters the arena. Normally, this is the etiquette when a senior person comes, when we have to offer, even though we may be sitting in the Vyasasan. Vyasasan is just like, we are supposed to be a representative of Vyasadev. We are not become Vyasa. We are just a representative only. So what happened was, we should not think that, oh, we are sitting in the Vyasas and that means, that's it. Finish, end of story. Now Vyasadev is synonymous with the so and so. No, not like that. We are only representative of Vyasadev. So Romaharshana, he thought when Lord Baladev came, so I am sitting in the Vyasasan. So I am above all. And this is Balaram is just like from an external point of view, he is just in a Kshatriya or Vaisya family. So he just sat like that only. Balaram got angry. It's a transcendental anger. So Balaram picked up one small kusa grass and then threw on Romaharshana, and the Romaharshana died there only. Lord wanted to perform this pastime, so it's like, because we are discussing one day later. Maybe yesterday we would have discussed the same pastime. Lord Balaram's pastime. And Balaram picked up this and killed Romaharshana. Because The fact is, when we are representing Vyasadeva, then there is an etiquette also. If somebody comes, like if some sannyasi, doesn't matter, we are sitting in the Vyasasana, we have to immediately offer. Then if he say, oh, you continue, then we continue. Not that, okay, we are sitting here, or I am sitting here, I don't care about anyone, I am the Vyasa, no, nothing like that. And then what happened was, then the sages were pleading, Balaram, now you kill the Romaharshana, we were about to start 1000-year Yagya, where we wanted to hear the glories. We are there already anxiety. Anxiety, not for themselves. Actually, this is the problem, because we think, Arjuna is anxiety, we are thinking, Arjuna is not in anxiety, we are in anxiety. And we think, Yuddha is his problem, it is not my problem. I am okay, everything is fine. Arjuna had some problem. You see, they are thinking like that. Actually, real problem is for us only. Arjuna didn't have any problem, or sages of Naimisharanya, they didn't have any problem. Because for the benefit of the Kali Yuga citizens, that's why yesterday we read, Bruni, Bruni, Bhuta. So many scriptures are there, so many things are there, what these Kali Yuga people will do? How they will make spiritual advancement? That is what their worry. That is what they wanted to write down, or they want to have the document, everything. So then they are requested. So then Lord Balaram said, no problem. Yeah, I killed. Now, Suta Goswami, Suta, this is Ugrasrava, he be the speaker. So then Ugrasrava comes to the position, and Suta Goswami's name is Ugrasrava. So he comes to the position. So that is why now they are giving more blessings on you. Nothing untoward happens actually. Because if this person also goes away, then again it will be a big problem actually. So these blessings are needed, and the sages are blessing the Suta Goswami. And Suta Goswami is also not an ordinary person. He is a very elevated personality also. Now, you think about this, in the original Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, who are all sitting? Great rishis are there, great, great saintly person. Yeah, obviously, Parikshit Maharaj is there. And even Vyasadeva, his own father, he is sitting there. And Narada Muni is also there. So this is a kind of assembly we are talking about. And here the sages of Naimisharanya, they are actually, the blessing is both ways actually. It's not like blessing only a senior person can. Because Srila Prabhupada, whenever you'll be in the room, some devotee will come, I am going to preach in South Africa. So then Prabhupada says, oh, you are going to preach there. Now he will ask all the devotees, you give some blessings to this devotee. Devotees will think, how can we give blessings actually? Because in the presence of spiritual master, we don't have any capacity to give. Then Prabhupada said, no, every one of you have capacity, because every one of you are dear to Krishna, dear to Radha Ballava. You have some potency, so you can give blessings actually. So that is why we have to start the blessings actually. you have to bless, because that is why, it's not joking, because in the serious matter, because what happens is, when a devotee prays to Krishna, Krishna listens. Because that is why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. He says, Arjuna, you declare that my devotee will never perish. Why Krishna? He would have declared. He has done so many things. Why can't he declare actually? He could have declared also. He could have declared, okay, I will protect my devotee. No. He says, Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. You declare that my devotee will not. Because for Krishna, if a devotee declares something, that is more valuable than his own declaration. That is why Krishna has so much this thing for the devotee. That is why devotees have the potency for blessing. Yes, they can bless. You see here, they are blessing. Bhadramte, blessings upon you, indicates the sage's anxiety to know the absolute truth from the speaker. This is anxiety. Sages are also anxious actually. Actually, we are also very anxious actually. So when this class is going to finish, when is prasadam going to start, what is going to happen next. So this type of anxieties are there. And obviously for materialistic people, other anxieties are there, the work and this. But this anxiety is different. This anxiety is for the actual upliftment of the soul. Because otherwise, we are just coming to the temple. And a lot of people are doing a lot of bicycling exercise and all these things. They are very anxious about this body. They want to keep the cholesterol, sugar, this, that, all the levels low. So that they get, for what? For more sense gratification. Because they are also anxious actually. They are also anxious to maintain everything.
And we are also anxious. We are also anxious to maintain the body. Because not for that, but to engage the body in this. And over the maintaining the body, we have to be anxious about maintaining the soul. What is the ahara for the soul? This is the main problem actually. Otherwise, well, we may be doing so many activities. We are doing so many activities. Very big, big activity. I am doing this, I am doing that work, this work. No, nothing doing. Bahavatam say, Bahavatam is very, very... Dharma swanustita pumsa vishvaksena katasuya na utpatayate yatiratim shrama evaihi kevalam. Because Bhagavatam doesn't, oh, you may be this, you may be that, so many activities you may be doing, but if it does not evoke some attraction towards Krishna, shrama evaihi kevalam. Whatever it may be, whether it's philanthropic work, or that work, this work, social work, any work. Not to talk of just going to office 9 to 5. That work is shramayevaihi kevalam. Unless otherwise, that work is somewhere connected with Krishna. Because that is shramayevaihi kevalam. Bhagavatam says, that is why it is very, very important that, yes, anxiety is there. That anxiety, we have material anxiety. Somehow, we have to dovetail that anxiety propensity. Because they say everything can be used in Krishna's service. So the anxiety also can be used in Krishna's service. Yeah, we have to be anxious. Yeah, how to continue the preaching, how to keep everything intact for Krishna seva, that type of anxiety. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this type of anxiety, whatever price is there, you pay and get that anxiety. Normally people want to get rid of anxiety. Does anyone want anxiety? Yeah, I have enough anxiety, enough things on my plate, I don't want anything else actually. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if this type of spiritual anxiety, you go and get it, whatever price you pay and get that anxiety. Why? What this anxiety does? This anxiety is purifying action. That's why, Srila Prabhupada would take this anxiety at the age of 70, go to America? He could have sat in Vrindavan and he would have gone back home, back to Godhead. No problem. But he took anxiety. He took this problem. Why? Because of us actually. If he's not there, we won't be here. We'll be somewhere loitering somewhere else. So this is, Srila Prabhupada took this anxiety. So this anxiety business, blessings upon you indicate the sages' anxiety, because the sages were very, very anxious as the Kali Yuga is approaching, what these people are going to do for the betterment, for the spiritual upliftment. They don't have an idea. So they are asking, that is what they should do, what they should hear. This is the whole idea. And they want to know the absolute truth from the speaker. So this is the, they wanted to hear from Suta Goswami, what is the thing has to be done. Anyway, Srimad Bhagavatam, finally Sukadeva Goswami concludes also, this Kali Yuga is having a lot of evil effects, and one good quality is like a Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambraje. So by just having this Krishna Kirtan or Krishna Katha, that will purify the whole thing. Even though Kali Yuga has lot of faults, so many problems are there, the Kali Yuga by this Kirtan or the Krishna Katha is going to help us. And here, Srila Prabhupada continues, that Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared to Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva. Vasudeva, this is like yesterday, Anirudha Prabhu explained nicely the six items, the six sons of Devaki. The six sons of Devaki, they represent like the six, before Lord Krishna appears, all these six sons appeared. And this is like, Anirudha Prabhu explained something like, it is, what is it? The objects of the senses and the, what was the other thing he said? Yes. So he said all the six things, they are the part of the, and before Krishna appeared, so those things are cleared. Lord Balaram clears the way, and then Lord Balaram appears. So this I was reading where these six sons, they are like grandsons of Hiranyakashipu actually. It's mentioned in the Shastra. They are grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. They are called Sadgarbhas. So what happened was the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu, what they are supposed to do? They are supposed to worship Hiranyakashipu. And what they did, they made penances to Lord Brahma. Then Hiranyakashipu got very angry. How come I am here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are worshipping Brahma? So he got very angry, and then he gave you are not fit for my association, you will be killed in the next Janma, you will be killed by your own father. So that their own father is the Kalanemi, and then Kalanemi comes as a Kamsa. So this is that the Puranic, how the this thing is happening. Srila Prabhupada explains that in the purport, 10th canto. So this is the, so Sadgarbhas. So here, appeared as to Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the symbol of transcendental position, whereas the appearance of the Supreme Lord takes place. So here, we all know that there's three things, you know, like a mode of goodness, a mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So these three activities are binding us into this material world. Here, when the Lord Krishna has to appear, this is called Vasudeva. This is a Vasudeva Sattva. Like Lord Shiva tells also Mother Parvati, Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. Because this is like in the Vasudeva state, and that state only, this is Suddha Sattva. And that particular state only we can realize Krishna. So the devotional service is being performed also Mamchayo Avyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samadhityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. So that Vasudeva Sattva state, that is pure goodness. So in that pure goodness only the appearance of the Lord takes place. So Balaram, as Prabhu explained, Balaram facilitates Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki. And he saw first all the six sons of this thing are killed, and then Balaram appears, and then Balaram is diverted to Rohini's womb, and then Krishna appears. So this is a situation where Lord Krishna, for appearing Lord Krishna, this Vasudeva state, Vasudeva Sattvam, Suddham, Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. So that is Lord Shiva says, I am meditating on that Sankarsana platform. He is explaining actually. So here again, once again, we want to the anxiety thing. We want to take some anxiety, and the preaching, some anxiety is needed also, because we want every time that we want to just if that anxiety we take for preaching, and Krishna also reciprocates. Krishna reciprocates, and then Krishna gives all the facilities for our preaching purposes also. Because so we have to somehow or other help in this mission of Srila Prabhupada, taking some anxiety for preaching, anxiety for doing the activities in devotional service, then our devotional service is guaranteed. End of the day, this is the beauty actually. When we are doing all these things, what happens is like preaching and all these things, it is for us actually. We can't do anything for Krishna, because Krishna has everything. What can we do for him actually? He's having everything. It's Lakshmi Sahasra Sadasambrama Sevyamanam. And what we are doing is, we are doing a favor for ourselves actually. We are not doing anything for Krishna. Krishna doesn't need any service. But we need Krishna's service, Krishna's favor. So that way, when we think like that, we perform activities and we take part in these things. So then we get purified, and then we get that Krishna's blessings. Also we get devotees' blessings also. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. If there is any questions or yes, Prabhu.
First of all, welcome to Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir again.
Oh, I'm here last 7 months.
You mentioned about Lord Krishna taking the position of charioteer, because he is a very big thing in that. So he has to protect all the Pandavas,
yes,
the very close friends, and also to give Bhagavad Gita to the people in Kali Yuga.
Yes.
That's the most important.
Yes, bro.
So I've got this was the comment. Now, question is, why Lord Shiva worship Sankarsana and not directly Krishna?
I think this question has to be reserved for His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj and others. I'm an insignificant soul trying to understand Bhagavatam, so I may not be able to answer this question. But please, yes, little bit is like he's here Prabhupada says in this sloka, Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabdhidham. Lord Shiva is saying, I'm meditating on the Lord Sankarsana, and so that one sense there is no difference, because Lord Sankarsana is like expansion only, like he's like a Balaram and then Chaturvyuga, so he's part of that only, so there is no difference. So my understanding, I think the Vaishnavas, if they have a better understanding, they can clarify. Some questions I always reserve for because this is a very technical. Why Lord Shiva? Actually, I'm happy that Lord Shiva is worshipping Sankarsana. Why he is worshipping Sankarsana, I don't know.
anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Had a nice discussion about Krishna being protector of his devotees.
Yes, Prabhu.
How can the devotees increase their faith in that concept?
That's interesting. Actually, yeah, I wanted to mention this point. Now, like, you increase in your faith in Krishna, and what happens? Now, like, you look at Pandavas, you look at all these people. Now, like, sometimes when you look at them, sometimes Krishna puts them into big difficulty also. This is like Pandavas increase their faith in Krishna. Then what happened? Like slowly, one by one, everything went away. Like they just, this was taken, that was taken, this was taken. So many things were taken away. So sometimes our faith is also shaken. Oh, the Krishna person is like a little bit, you put your faith and then he takes away things actually. That is another name of Hari. Hari means he takes away things actually. But he takes away and he gives also. It's not like he's taking away. No, like, typical example is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's example. Srila Prabhupada tried so much and business broke, somebody stole the typewriter, somebody did this, all these things, very, all the trying situation. And then the family was not cooperating. So many hurdles and obstacles. You know, like, that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, if I am Yasyam Anugrihnami, if I am very pleased with somebody, very pleased. Not for everyone actually. Very pleased with somebody, I take away everything. So that person doesn't have anywhere to go. Just he has to surrender to him only. But this, don't worry, because this is only very pleased only. Because you should not think, oh, if I come to Krishna, Krishna will take away everything, then I will be a pauper on the street, and then I will be... But only Krishna says, you know, like, I am very pleased with somebody. Again, Krishna repeats, very pleased, then only he does. Actually. He doesn't do to normal Tom, Dick and Harry. Everybody he does, you know, then nobody will come to temple. Everybody comes to temple. My car is taken away, my this is taken away. My family is not taken away. Who will come to Krishna then? So Krishna, I am very pleased with somebody, then I do that. And he gives, actually this beauty is, you know, like when Krishna gives the difficulty and he gives the strength also to bear the difficulties actually. Like Pandavas were put into so much distress. And this Pandavas anytime complain, Krishna, what is this nonsense? Like I'm putting into so much of, we are trying to be your devotees and you are putting us into, and they are saying, no. This is like a tathena kampam susumikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vipaka. Always. This is like actually I should suffer more. But Krishna, you have given only token reaction only. You have given only little bit of token. Token only. Just a sample only you have given. And yes, I am supposed to suffer more. You have given only a limit, like a preview only you have given. Because I am a devotee, Krishna, you have completely, you have eradicated whatever I am supposed to suffer. That is the mood of the devotee. So that way, we can think of all these great personalities, great acharyas, and how they went through all these difficulties, and then how they tolerated all these things. And then they never lose our faith in Krishna. Yes, Krishna is my protector. So that way, we can increase our faith in Krishna. So, if there is any point, please, Prabhuji. You are the Prabhu, actually. Jagannath Prabhu. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Because of the compassion only the anxiety comes actually. Because, like for example, you have a situation like especially with the parents who have children, like the children, they go out until the time they reach home. Anxiety will be there. Why is that anxiety? It is my child. The same way, Krishna has the anxiety. Krishna also has anxiety. Why not devotees actually? Krishna has this anxiety. What is Krishna's anxiety? Is like we are loitering in the material world, leaving the spiritual world. And now here we are thinking, now we are making our own home here. And Krishna's anxiety, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety is like I want to take everyone back home, back to God. So... Because, yes, your point is right. Compassion, only if you have compassion, then only. Otherwise, I am all right, I have chanted my 16 rounds, no problem. I'll go and sleep. That's all right. We can do that also. I don't want to be any anxiety, no problem, no, I don't want any anxiety. So I'll just do my this thing, sadhana, and then that's all right, that's fine. But, if Prabhupada thought like that, then we won't be here. If Prabhupada thought that, like, I will chant my rounds and I will sit in Vrindavan, and then we won't be here. But Prabhupada, so same way, how do we repay Prabhupada actually?
We can't repay. We can't repay Prabhupada. We can try only. At least we can't repay. That is ruled out. At least what we can try. We can try to our, that's why tyaktva sudharmam saranam bhujam harich. At least a little bit of effort we put. That way we can try to, whatever message he gave, we give it to one person. At least 2%, 3%. Like this, then we can repay. Try to repay, not repay. Try to. We can do some effort to repay this. Otherwise it's not difficult. So we have to have compassion also. Titikshava, Karunika. This is a devotee's qualities actually. If you don't have Titiksha, Karuna, Prabhu says Suhrdam, Sarvadehinam. So this we have to have. Because then how can we preach actually if you don't have that? So compassion is very much needed. And then that compassion, when compassion comes, to achieve, we give the compassion, sometimes we are anxious. Yes, we want to keep the deity worship. There is some anxiety there and we want to, like a Prabhu's crossways. Anxiety will be there. 11 or 30. If prasadam is not there, he will be anxious. That anxious is not a material anxiety. It's not that, okay, the deadline, the work is not finished. Anxiety. People are also anxious. That anxiety is different. This anxiety is spiritual anxiety. And prasadam runs out. That's also his anxiety. He will be worried because the prasadam is finishing. People are going to come. Why, how are we going to give prasadam? So that anxiety has to be there. If you don't have, we have to get that. We have to get that anxiety. Somehow or other, we have to get that. But material anxiety, yes, my prasadam will be this thing, or I will have this problem, I have that problem. That anxiety we should not have. Krishna will look after me. Sometimes, we are very strict with ourselves. No, sometimes we are very strict with others, very lenient with us actually. We have to just change the thing actually. We have to be lenient with others, we have to be strict for ourselves.
Yes. Just a point to Lord Krishna Prabhupada.
Yes.
How he indicated that in the initial stages, Srila Prabhupada and Dr. Prabhupada setting up this.
Yes.
So, in relationship to that, Srila Prabhupada at one stand, success or glorious, both are saved in Krishna, both are glorious in Krishna.
Yes.
Success
yes.
Are in Krishna.
Yes.
So, that's a high level of understanding.
Yeah. Because it's doing it for Krishna. Loss or gain, it's Krishna's business actually. Let Krishna look after that. Why we should worry? Because Krishna, you are telling me to give this message? Yes, I will give the message. That's it. Whether you want to give success or failure, that is up to you. Because for us also it applies. And sometimes, I already spoke to the person half an hour. Not chanted his rounds, you're not picked up the mala, you're not coming. So sometimes we get a little bit perturbed actually. So sometimes you see when you put coconut, like a coconut plant, tree, you plant the coconut tree will come after 15 years only. You may not be there to see the coconut actually. It's not like some other weeds coming. Weeds may come just straight away. But sometimes you plant something and then, but our duty is that much only. You do the work. Whatever Krishna said, yes. And the giving result to Krishna, that is the equation between that individual soul and Krishna. How much desire that person is showing and how much the reciprocation he is getting. But we can pray. That is not a problem. We can pray to Krishna. Because pray to Krishna. Krishna, please give them the understanding. Give them this. So that is very, very important actually. Actually, today we are here because of the prayers of the devotee. Otherwise, we will not be here actually. The devotees are praying for us. Guru is praying. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is there. That is why somehow we are surviving because of that only. Not by just our own effort. Our effort is there. Little bit of our effort is there. But main thing we are dependent on the mercy of the Lord also. Mercy of the devotees. Blessings. That's why here today's sloka is all blessings only. Blessings upon you, Sutta Goswami. So we also depend on the blessings. Actually, that reminds me, there is a nice pastime where Srila Prabhupada, once he was traveling in the train. So he's a sadhu. Like normally in India, everybody sadhu means sadhus, they will go take blessing. Ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessings. So in the train he was going and some people, they want to try to go into the compartment and get the blessings. They're pushing. And Prabhupada said, want blessings? Then he looked at, if I give blessings, so you will become one of this, the shaven, some Maharajas were there. I think Kamal Krishna Maharajas, few Maharajas were there. If I want to give me blessings, you will become one like this. You want my blessings? No, Swami. They just sit there. Because they just want to normally go, Dhanam Dehi Putra, you will have good wealth, good health, good wife, good children, that type of blessing. But Prabhupada said, if I give blessing, you will also become one like a brahmachari or another. So that is the Prabhupada's blessings actually. We don't expect Prabhupada's blessings Oh, yeah, the sadhu has come. So what is the next thing? Oh, sadhu. So what is the lottery number I should get? That is not the thing to ask from sadhu. No? Like sadhu means, you know, like how to find the solution for life. Like not like, oh, now the opportune person has come. Now we have to ask a very important question. What number should I select for the lotto or chart? That is not the question to ask. Like, so we don't want to use their blessing for this, actually. We want to use the blessing for our spiritual advancement, actually.
Yes. Lord Krishna is Prembhasri in Godhead.
Yeah.
Most people know that, but still they go and worship demigods.
Yeah. What is that? Krishna says, Kamaistai Hrita Jnana Prapadhyay Anya Devata. Because they are like a very, poor fund of knowledge, or they just have some material desires only. They just want some quick result, no, like a quick instant, everything they want instant. But Krishna doesn't give instant. Krishna doesn't want to give. Krishna, because Krishna is very concerned about the devotee. Krishna will give something to a devotee only if the devotee's devotional life is protected, then only Krishna gives. Otherwise Krishna doesn't give. But Devata is not like that. Devata worship, you do this, they are duty bound to give you that. Like so many instances are there, like Bhasmasura. Bhasmasura was given the boon. And then what the Asura mentality? He wanted to try that on Lakshiva only. This is the Asura mentality. It's like he got the boon that whoever you touch, their head will break into 100 pieces. Na? Okay, so now can I touch on your head? So is this the mentality? So this is like a very, there's no devotion there. Na? This is like anybody will try. So you give me some prasadam, no, I want to kill you. Like that is a, so this is what he is doing. So Krishna, very, very clever actually. He doesn't want to do that. Krishna is very, very, he doesn't give you something or give. He doesn't give us something which is going to harm our devotion, actually. That's why people are very reluctant to take to Krishna consciousness. But Bhagavatam says, even if you have a desire, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udara thivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham par. Even if you have a desire also, Krishna says, you worship, still worship Krishna. The beauty is, if you worship Krishna, then slowly that even the material desire also goes away. So that is why. So when you are preaching, even somebody say, oh, I have material desire, I can't worship Krishna. No, you only have to worship Krishna. Because even if you have material desire, no problem. But if you worship Krishna, that material desire, when it comes in contact with Krishna, Krishna has a special way of purifying the desire. That way your material desire is also fulfilled, and then you don't again hanker for that again and again. Like a Dhruva Maharaj, typical Dhruva Maharaj had some desire. Yes, I want a kingdom bigger. But when he sees the Lord, he says, Lord, I was looking for a broken pieces of glass. Now I got your jewel of your association. I don't want anything. That is the transformation happens when somebody sees the Lord. And then after that, the Lord says, oh, you don't want? Okay, go away. No. Even though he said, okay, you started with something. So I will give you that also, and I will give you this also. So he gives both actually. You are getting the whatever material benediction you wanted to get, and also spiritual benediction also. So that way, that is the reason, because people want very quick results. That's why they take to devata worship, and they get some benefit also. So Prabhupada says, they get some benefit, but that is temporary. Antavattu palam tesham tadbhavati alpa medasam. This is like a very alpa medasa, very small intelligence. And this is whatever they are getting also, temporary only. What Krishna gives is permanent, devatas give is temporary only. They are temporary. Devatas are temporary. Whatever they give, that only also temporary. They can't give permanently. Because when they are temporary, how can they give permanent things?
We can respect.
Yes.
Devatas.
Definitely we have to respect. We can't disrespect them. Yeah, they are devotees. Vaishnavanam, Yathasambhu, like that, different. Brahma Samhita, Lord says, no? Like different devatas, they worship Lord Krishna, they perform activities in the... actually, we worship, we not worship, we respect actually. We offer respects to them. We have to, because they are also administrative officers of the Lord. So we have to respect them. No doubt about that. But we don't have to worship them. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is only one. Ekale Ishwara Krishna. So we respect them. Because they are also nice devotees of the Lord. That way we have to honor them. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for nice class, Prabhu.
It's almost struggling actually. Actually, Sankarsana is also like Shiva only. Sankarsana is also like Krishna only because he's in the different expansions. Your point is right. When Lord Krishna, he is happy when his devotees are worshipped actually. That is Lord Shiva only saying. Mother Parvati is asking this question and he is saying, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyannam Samarchan. Because of all Aradhana, all the worship, Vishnu worship is the best. And even better than Vishnu worship is the items or the paraphernalia associated with Lord Vishnu. That is better actually. So that means devotees, all the Dham, Tulasi, all these things, they are even better than Lord Vishnu's worship. So that way we can worship. You tell the answer also. You don't ask the question. Yes, sorry. Yes. Yes. I think Prahlad is pointing to Hanuman, I think. The sequence I have. Yeah, that's a valid point. Actually, not the. Yes, please continue, Prabhupada. Before I open my blabber mind. Yeah, that's a very valid point actually. I was listening to one lecture His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is giving about Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So each and every devotee is glorifying actually. When Narada Muni, actually Narada Muni himself is a great devotee. Why he should go? He is going and finding out who is the great devotee. First he goes to Prahlad. Prahlad says, I have been cheated. You say, I have been cheated? Yes, I have been cheated because Lord Krishna didn't give me pure this thing. He just gave me some kingdom and other thing to rule. So look at Hanuman. So then the Hanuman says, no, look at this. Look at Arjuna. Look at this. Like finally it goes all the way up to, I think gopis. Because nobody can be better devotee than of Krishna other than gopis. So like that, where Maharaj makes this point, the glorification. The devotee's thing is always glorifying. Devotee thinks, I am insignificant. Because there are so many advanced devotees. So this is like this is advanced. Devotee never thinks like that. I am the greatest. I'm the sitting here. Devotee thinks I am the most fallen. And there are more advanced devotees. So it's like that. The hierarchy goes. Very nice. This thing we have time we can read Brihad Bhagavatamrita where it gives progression. Finally, every devotee is saying I don't have any devotion. Pandavas are they? No. Look at them. Look at Uddhava. Uddhava says, look at gopis. Actually, this is very interesting. Uddhava goes and tries to console gopis. You have to just think about this thing. No, that is our problem, actually. Our problem, we want to forget this fellow and we are not able to forget him. This is their problem. Our problem is that we are trying to think about Krishna, we are not able to think about Krishna. But gopis' problems are, they want to forget Krishna, they are not able to forget Krishna. This is the opposite problem. Yeah, that's a very valid point. Yes. Yes, bro. Okay. Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki Jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.